Has that been working well?
Hashem.
I haven't tried it, but let's
Hashem. See. All right, so let's begin. Page Ayin Gimel. Page Ayin Gimel. So we left off, just again to reorient ourselves a little bit. So in Perek Beis, so far, the focus that we have had has been on this concept of identity. This idea that there are many things that we know conceptually, but the shaila is if we actually identify with them in reality. So for example, we know that there's a spiritual realm, but is it actually that what we identify with? We know that we have a neshama. Is it what we identify with? So he gives some more examples of this. Take a look, page Ayin Gimel, towards the bottom of the page. It's the section that begins Nisuin, marriage, Shinui Bezihui Ha'atzmi, a change in one's individual identification. So the Mechaber writes, he says, Nitan kama dugmos kede lahabin umkam sheldvarim. Let's give a couple of examples in order to understand the true profundity of what it is that we're discussing. Nitzayir la'atzmenu adam ravak. Let's take, for example, a single man, a single individual. Asher kol yamav hayorogi l'sader yom mesuyam, l'tzura mesuyemes shalchayim. Now, the single guy is used to, every day, having a different kind of seder. He has his own rhythm for living. And he feels totally free. Birshus atzmo, he's in his own domain. Emi shekovel oso, there's no one literally that in kovel means like that that binds him or that restricts him. Not in a bad way, but the point that he's saying over here is he could do whatever he wants. Bishatova, so here's the contrast. So on one hand you have the single guy. Single guy can mamish do whatever he wants. Whenever he wants. No one imposes anything on him. What happens? Bishah Tova, who Baba Brisni Suin. Mazel Tov, he gets married. What happens when he gets married? V'az hachayim mekablim etzlo seder acher. Suddenly, once he gets married, life becomes totally different. Hu meshubud le'ezer kinegdo. Right? Suddenly, again, he is meshubud. Meshubud is a strong word, but the truth is he captures the essence of marriage. He is meshubud. He is literal, not in a bad way. He is. I don't know what the good English word for meshubad is.
Slave.
Not slave. I was not avoiding that word. Right, bound, or he's bound, committed. He's committed in a bounding way to his Ezer Kinegdo. Veshuv enele meshuchrar kiti shahaya. And he is no longer free as he once was. Zeh shinui shel techusha. So the truth is, it's not just that this is just like a change in title, that before I was single, now I'm a husband. This is a change in one's feeling and attitude. Afilu bizman shu michutz labayis. Even when I'm not home. Ava b'machshavto hu yodea shebishah misuyemes alav lachzor habayto. So I know, even when I'm not home, you see, here's what's interesting. There are some roles that you only play when you're in the particular context. So, for example, if I'm an accountant, I'm an accountant when I'm at work. But lav davka that I'm an accountant when I'm at home, or I'm a lawyer when I'm at home. Sometimes in my profession is what I'm able to do in my office, but that identity doesn't necessarily have to follow me. But there are some identities that go with you wherever you are in life. So if I'm a husband, that identity follows me wherever I go. So, for example, even when I'm not at home, but I know that at a particular time I have to be at home. I'm not a single guy that could come and go as I please. I identify myself as a married man. Page Ayin Dalet. Page Ayin Dalet. Hazihu yazeh. Vaday molid harbe tolados. Now the truth is, this identity has many different results. Avazelo rak yediyeshu nasei. But the point is, it's not just a conceptual understanding that I am married. Elazihui nafshi. But rather, again, it's a reorientation of my soul. Meaning, I'm a different person. I identify in a different way. Kishu kam baboker, when I get up in the morning. So when I get up in the morning, I know one thing for sure, which is that I'm not making plans for 2 o'clock in the morning. Generally, it's because I'm too tired. But even if I want to make plans 2 o'clock in the morning, I can't. Why? Why? Because again, I don't live myself. I have my identity as a husband means that I'm bound to someone else. Because what happens before I make any plan in my life before after I get married, what happens? I have to check with my wife. Right? I have to see how my decisions impact my household. And if I end up making meetings without regard towards my home, zesug shelikui nafshi. You understand that 95% of shalom bayis problems occur because people don't think about their spouse identity, my identity as a spouse, when making other decisions. Right, the moment that I begin to make decisions independent of the fact that I'm a married man is the moment that things begin to fall apart in one's marriage. Adam shishatin mevin shuchayv lios mitziuti v'ladas shehu lo chay levad. A person who gets married has to realize that ultimately the fact that he does not live alone is not just a living arrangement, but it's a fundamental shift in his identity. Hachayim mishabdim oso lahakir shiish od mishu ito hu chay mishutavim. A married person is obligated to understand that he lives with someone else, and as such, he lives a joint existence, a partnered existence. Hayidia hazu shadam yodehu sheshatein. So here's this interesting. So one of the fascinating shifts is that when a person gets married, a person understands this even on their own. Most people understand it on their own. Some don't. But a person understands that when they get married, it's not just the pshat that my living arrangement is different. It's not just the pshat that I have a new roommate. It's that my identity has fundamentally shifted. And as a result, everything must conform to this new identity. Zeo chilek me'atodah ha'atzmis shalom. Hu mevin levad hischatanti. I got married. Yesh li ma'arechas mishutapes. I now have a partnered platform. She'ita alay lehismodet. And it's with that that I must go ahead and contend. Hashinui imkein hu bezihui. So therefore, the Mechaber posits is when one gets married, the change, and what's the essence of the change? It's a change in identity. I am not the same person. To shift on how I see myself. The truth is, I don't normally actually have to learn this. Rather, it's my essence, my core understanding of the matter that creates just a different approach to life. So also what the Mechaber is saying over here is, there are some things, there are some changes, there are some shifts in identity that are natural, that are reflexive. So he's positing that marriage is one of those. You get married and you automatically understand that you have to be a different person. You have to identify in a different way. But he's going to contrast over here. And by the way, I think one could argue on this. And one could say that even in marriage is something that most of us have to learn as time goes on in terms of what that change of identity means. I don't know if it's something that comes reflexively or immediately to everyone. I think many of us are still learning this idea as time goes on. But what he's pointing out is that he's saying that there are some changes of identity that occur reflexively, mm-hmm. and others in which you really have to work at. So just understand, don't lose sight of where we're going with this. Remember, the Mechaber said, what's the goal in life? What's the goal in life? The goal in life is to identify with my neshama. That's the goal. Meaning if you had a bumper sticker that highlighted the greatest life accomplishment, it would be, I identify with my neshama. And we said, what does that mean? That means that I recognize that everything that happens in my life, the fact that I'm talking now, that I'm going to walk to get a cup of coffee, that koach doesn't come from my goof. That koach comes from my neshama. The goal, if I identify as a neshama with a goof, I don't ignore my body either, but if I identify primarily as a neshama, that's the game changer in life. That changes everything. What he's pointing out is that change in identification, that change in orientation takes work. Unlike other changes in identity or orientation, which are reflexive and quick. Let's do one more example. He says, Kishan is bonin. Hashinui is yotzer zihui atzmi chadash. That next section. Kishan is bonin. Kolama arochas b'chai nivnos b'tzurazu. Anu ovrim harbe shinuyim. So he says, if you think about it, all of the situations in which we have in life, all the ways in which we identify usually take a progress. And he gives a mashal. He says, L'dugma, Adam nintzah beis cholim, hu nitzrach lishos sham shavua o shvu ayim mikol sibah shlo tiyah. Chas v'shalom, a person has to be in the hospital. And let's say I have to be there a week or two. So what happens? So he says, the first morning I wake up, baboker, bariom rishon kishukam baboker, miyad, kishaposeach esainai, mushol asatzmo, hechanani nimtza, ma korekan. So what happens? First morning I wake up in the hospital, what do I say to myself? Where am I? I'm disoriented. Where am I? How did I get here? And then what happens? And then I pit omuniskar, then I remember, balayle halachti lishon beischolim, az kinira kamti beischolim, afechal olakachas mitasi beemtza halayle vahotzi osam beischolim, kach biom rishon. So what happens? The first morning I wake up, I'm disoriented. And then I calm down a little bit and I realize, oh, you know what? Yesterday I came to the hospital and now I realize, okay, I'm here. Nobody released me overnight. And then what happens? What he's pointing out over here is when I make that transition from being a healthy person to hopefully just a temporarily sick person, it takes me time to change my identity. But then what happens? When I wake up on the second morning, the third morning, the fourth morning, there's no shock. There's no shock. There's no bewilderment. Okay, I know. I'm sick. I'm in the hospital. Hopefully that's going to change. So his point to Rav Hossa is that, again, he's just giving an example, two different examples. The marriage example he understood as an instantaneous change of identity. I immediately identify as a husband and understand all the ramifications of that. But there are other life changes where to change my identity and orientation takes time. It's going to take me a little while to realize I'm not independent right now. Right now I'm in the hospital. Eilu shnei mashalim. So these are the two mashalim, and the Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow we'll get to the Nimshal. Actually, there's not going to be a Das Atzmecha Shir tomorrow, only because the daf is very long tomorrow, and in order to finish it, we have to start it at 5:45 in Mirtz Hashem. So I'll send out an email to that effect, but say it now as well. Thank you.